to say a torso. You know what? A torso. A fucking a torso.
I like we have a wide variety of we have a wine, an energy drink, a La Croix,
some water Patrick. Over here.
Oh, some more classic water.
I have one a day.
Oh, nice.
One a day vitamins.
Vitamins.
That's good.
I don't
dude.
Have anything to drink with it, but
aren't those like really?
I guess I could just take them dry.
Aren't those super dehydrating?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll put some hair on your chest, yeah, man. That's mostly metal in those.
Right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
It's going to crush them up and rail some iron filings.
Yeah.
Pretty yeah. Cool. That shit's bad. That shit'll give you CTE, dude. That's a bad pill to be taking.
I don't already have it.
Yeah, CTE again.
Yeah.
CTE 2.
Yeah, C2E.
Yeah,
C2E.
Did you guys see the pictures of the graffiti that I posted in the group chat before this?
Yeah, wait, let me look at this again. What?
I want to
fucked up, dude.
I want to give a special, special props to whoever did the Morty as Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying really cool. Something.
That's one of the classic graffiti motifs of combining two things for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the best
just
part...
Like not trying to make any sort of statement. Just like SpongeBob and Pikachu. Let's make them one guy.
Those ones are always the ones, too, that put like all their social media handles underneath it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, yeah. Man, I want to see more of this.
Telephone number.
Yeah. I'm going to follow Smoker's Crew on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. SpongeBob and Pikachu at DaFungus. Hello, DaFungus. Now he's a true artist.
I saw one the other day. It was on the side of a van. I think it was like a weed delivery service, but they had a Mickey Mouse rolling a joint.
What?
That's so classic. Just having a classic cartoon. I'd like to see other cartoon characters get into other drugs. Like I'd like to see Daffy doing some like 2CB.
I think that's illegal in Canada. I think you can't have beloved children's cartoon characters smoking weed. Or consuming illegal substances.
My God. That might be the main difference between America and Canada.
Yeah. I was just thinking of the big one.
Like you might want to open up a bar called Tavern Le Donald Duck here in Montreal and have Donald doing like a huge fucking rail off a glass table. And you can't do it. They'll shut you down.
That is so fucking sad.
It's because Trudeau doesn't exist.
Trudeau is an hawk to the woke agenda. BLM is BLM Canada is trying to make sure that doesn't happen.
My Pepe Le Pew themed pop-up restaurant got shut down by the health department.
So
sad.
I was looking for one of the pictures because like for listeners of the show, I think I might have mentioned this before, but between my place and the studio is London's stupidest neighborhood. where like I was mentioning I had to like sort of like thread my bike through an old people drum circle just on the street.
Jesus Christ.
Was it like all the members of Crass?
I think all those guys are in Bristol fighting the police.
A friend of mine loves Crass and once went to go like he plays in that band Godspeed You Black Emperor, and they were on tour in England, and he was like, I'm gonna go to the Crass house and visit Crass, and he knocked on the door, got the address, knocked on the door, and I forget who it was, maybe not Steve Ignorant, but one of the Crass people opened the door. Was
sorry,
just
what
fully...
his name is Steve Ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah. Crass. Open the door and was fully nude, like he was met by a 60 some odd year old fully nude man and was just like, come back to the garden with us.
The other,
what did he say? He say yes?
Yeah.
I would go.
Yeah. I would not. Yeah.
I want to see what happens.
Somebody, I have clothes on. I'm not going to go fucking back there.
Yeah, well, if you do go, would you get nude too?
I would rather go back there with clothes on than without clothes on, though.
No, dude, I'm going to feel like a fucking... I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb if I walk out there with clothes.
Well, what if you go back there and he's the only one who's nude?
Everyone else is wearing clothes.
Then he's my boyfriend now. That's.
I would get nude for Crass.
And I found love.
Yeah,
I'd get nude for anything.
I saw a Lexus ES350 with a Crass sticker on the bumper the other day.
I saw Alexis Texas on my TV.
Was she talking about crass? She mean
yeah,
like yeah,
she's
my,
mostly
my new,
talking.
My
she's doing porn, something crass.
My new porn name is Alexis Ignorant.
Steve Ignorant is a male porn star name.
Yeah.
Steve Ignorant.
Yeah, my name is. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. That'd be a good game. Porn star name or male punk.
I mostly listen to other kinds. Like I like dance music and stuff, but I sort of know a little. I know things I've been told by other people. So apparently, one of the guys in AFI is called Smelly. Which I thought was like, just again, he just thought of like the first gross thing he could think of, right. And was like, "Oh yeah, I'm Smelly."
I wonder if him or Davey Havoc like named themselves first in that band. Because like if one guy's name is Davey Havoc and you're like, oh, I need a cool name, right. Yeah. Smelly.
Yeah, I think they probably both wanted to be called Davey Havoc, and then the guy who picked Davey Havoc picked it first. He was like, oh fuck, gotta pick another one, Smelly. I was looking for another one of these graffitis on my phone, and I found my favorite one, which is like two graffiti artists dueling. It's like a dueling one.
Nice.
So it's not graffiti; it's more like stickers. So like. In the, because there was this whole like graphic design thing, stay home, stay safe, save lives, protect the NHS, save lives. And it says infected, and in the same font, it says infected frontline policies, don't care homes, and then social don't care services. And then but that's not what makes it funny. Underneath it, someone else has stuck another second sticker of like a sad stick man with a little speech bubble saying, this won't go viral.
Fucking owned, dude.
So cool.
Somebody died because of that.
it's rife. There's a big Tom, like from Tom and Jerry, exhaling a huge cloud of marijuana smoke in the shape of the word Smoker's Crew. I think it's the coolest thing I've ever seen, basically. Like I think 14-year-old me just loves Brick Lane. This area just is like, whoa, there's a drum circle and Smoker's Crew and people debating in sticker form. It's so cool.
It's mind-blowing, dude. Makes you think. Anytime I see graffiti that says the real virus is apathy, my day's different, you know?
It's because you care more.
Your perspective has been shifted. That's the power
of
street
art. Maybe the real
art.
Virus is apathy. I'm going to take my mask off now. If the real virus is apathy,
see an old lady across the street and go, hey, hey,
hey. No, you don't understand. I have an emotional mask on now.
It's outstretched. No, you don't get it. The virus is apathy.
Mouth.
Come here. Hey. Yeah.
I need to hug you.
I need to hug and kiss you, lady.
Grandma, I'm coming to visit.
No,
I'm be
you
so
don't get
empathetic.
It. Tom from Tom and Jerry said on the wall.
No, do you get it? The fungus painted it. The fungus. Oh, man. Like London's a stupid city, but Brick Lane is the stupidest part of it. But we're not here talking about London, mostly. We are here on The Bottlemen with our... we are pleased to bring to you the entire cast and crew. So the three of them and all of their supporting gaffers and key grips and catering people and so on.
Yeah, right.
Best podcast about list.
We got our...
What up?
We got our gaffer right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, the crazy frog.
Crazy frog cowboy.
That's right. So it is Caleb, Cameron, and Patrick. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm good, dude. I'm excited.
I'm a little bit sore. Here. I went skateboarding too long again.
Uh-oh, buddy.
Oh, no.
I know Pat is excited to be here because Pat is, like, convinced he's Canadian. He always has been.
My Uncle Steve told me that I am a distant... We're distant relatives of Sir John A. MacDonald, and I don't know if that's true or not.
Uh-huh.
But,
see, I don't even know who that is, man.
Is that a Canadian guy?
He's famous.
He was
Canadian.
The first prime minister, right?
It's like the first Canadian guy.
He's the first Canadian.
Yeah, the guy who invented being Canadian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's pretty distant, right? So you're probably not related
much
at all.
So that's made up.
Yeah, so you're basically...
He doesn't exist.
I wonder if
you're
that's
Canadian
like,
Elizabeth Warren.
I wonder if that's
a
like
kid
a
in
variant.
The hall.
That sounds like a variant on the thing I hear all the... I hear this a lot in the States, like... That someone is distantly related to, say, like a Cherokee person or yeah. you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to go to Canadian college.
Patrick's family can't even muster up the courage to claim they're Native American. They have to say they're Canadian.
See, it's just one of those lies that got out of hand, like at a party. That he's just so it's trying to be a little bit interesting, and now he's just trapped being a bit Canadian.
I did 23 and me. I'm 123rd. I'm 120th Quebecois.
So I can say the word.
Yeah. Some French word. Calise. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my. So look, we got some stuff. We got some stuff to go into. We decided we wanted to talk about some of the like ooey gooey or grosser Canadian horror and conspiracy stories today. And I think look, Dan, you've been doing a little bit of research on our very own cryptid, right?
Yeah. Like I was saying before we started recording, Canada always has to have like a slightly shittier version of something famous that other countries have. So, like, yeah, America has Jeffrey Epstein. We have Peter Nygaard. Scotland has the Loch Ness Monster, and we have Ogopogo.
That's right.
Much worse name.
Absolutely.
I think it's a much better name.
It's at least
its own name. The other thing doesn't have it. It's just monster.
Yeah, it's true.
Loch Ness Monster would not have caught on if it was called Ogopogo or Unga Bunga or whatever.
It would have caught on so much more. Can you imagine much fun it would be to walk around going, Ogopogo?
Well, that's the thing.
Everyone.
It's a good catchphrase. It's not a good name for a monster.
The Loch Ness Monster is like centralized to, like Loch Ness is a place. You can't say I saw a Loch Ness Monster in my backyard.
So tell me about Ogopogo.
So like the other option would have been Okanagan Lake Monster, which
I'm kind of beginning to understand where some of the name comes from.
But then you can't do that one because then people immediately know that it's a Loch Ness rip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so I mean,
they named it Oingo Boingo.
That's right. Canadian cryptids need to get better branding. Just generally,
I
speaking.
Agree, dude. Yeah, so is this thing like I'm guessing it's exactly the same as the Loch Ness Monster?
It's sort of the same as the Loch Ness Monster, but shittier. So it looks more like a medieval rendering of like a dragon, you know, like the sort of medieval paintings of dragons where they just look like big snakes with horns. So he's got horns, and apparently he was given his name on a night in 1924 when the strains of an English music hall song were first heard in the city of Vernon, British Columbia. And apparently it was this line from the song. His mother was an earwig, his father was a whale, a little bit of head and hardly any tail, and Ogopogo was his name.
Yo, what's up? What's
a little bit of head?
Any tail.
Are you saying that if you go to Okanagan, you can, like, get head from a monster?
Yeah.
A little bit of tail.
Hardly any tail, but a little bit of head.
Okay. Well, that's a good compromise, I suppose. Well, my favorite thing about this cryptid is that it's like a crypt. I mentioned this before we were talking on the recording, but it's a cryptid in wine country, which to me is extremely funny.
Yeah, like who came up with this?
It's like some fun, you could go on like this is like where like rich guys go on like, you know, like wine tours around Canada and like to do like a sideways essentially, and this is the idea of incorporating a cryptid into a sideways situation to me is very
so this is a beautiful 2002 Merlot, by the way. Do not go in the lake. There is a monster.
It will devour you.
There's a monster in the lake. It has that will give you a little bit of head.
The greatest torture of all is it's only a little bit ahead. You will get blue balls from this monster.
The most evil monster of all time.
This is actually...
At least can I have some tail? No, hardly any.
Hardly any at all.
Hardly any at all tail.
This is actually a good time to bring up the fact that I am running for mayor of Penticton, British Columbia, which is close to the Okanagan. Right. I'm running against John Vasilaki, who's the current mayor. He's kind of like the final boss of British Columbia baby boomers. And he's famous right now because he recently blocked the construction of some public housing to deal with Penteken's massive unhoused persons problem. So my platform is I'm going to build some RBMK nuclear reactors to mine Bitcoin. That's step one.
Nice. Step two,
I am enlisting Ogopogo to help build some public housing.
Right.
It's a good idea.
Like a big like crank in the water that could like swim around and like maybe operate a crane or something.
Oh yeah, dude, this
could be a crane.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that the Ogopogo would mine some Bitcoin. John Vaseline do that shit.
He's gonna be
he's, do math that fast.
He's gonna be helping with the public housing, but he's also gonna be the guard at the forced labor camp that I'm building for all.
No, it's the, you've got the nuclear reactors, but mostly you have just like guys mining Bitcoin with pen and paper.
Just, solve them faster. Work harder, genius.
Come on, memorize the damn hashing algorithm. And you're just going to call the guy and be like, is it three? No, try again.
So if you love
wrong, asshole.
If you love lake monsters and you hate baby boomers, vote for me. I will not be living in Penticton. I will administrate from Montreal. Uh-huh.
That's right. Yo, you
I will be committing voter fraud for you.
Could you? I mean, could you? Is there any reason you couldn't just do that?
I'm looking into it.
Just running on the base. Yeah, I mean, I love that. I'd like a Bitcoin that was artisanally mined by hand as opposed to...
Yeah, a wooden Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be so beautiful.
I mean, it's like a collector's item at that point.
Yeah, exactly, which would be even more expensive.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It would be something you could lose yourself in looking at. Just gazing into my ancient Bitcoin.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be like uncut gems, just like looking at this wooden Bitcoin mined by a slave, and you're like, damn,
this looks just like the inside of my ass.
that is a good point about that movie.
Yeah, I guess that's the main thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, it's an opal and a human ass have a lot in common. I've also done a little bit of research into the creepy beyond of Canada, and I try to give my sources on the bottom, and like when last bonus episode when we talked about like the Western grocery empire, I like looked at a lot of like labor history sites and did like archival research and stuff, so. I'm going to cite my sources here as well. This is from phantomsandmonsters.com.
That's a good website.
Cameron has an account on there. Probably.
Yeah. Cameron's a webmaster.
Yeah, that's right. I was reading like about what are the particularities of Canadian UFO culture. In addition to having a professor of ufology at the University of Manitoba, like an actual one.
That's sick.
It's so cool. So that's why Manitoba is the number one party school, because you can study ufology and then just like spend most of your time getting drunk. But I learned that there's like a thing where in Canada, most of the UFO theories are to do with the UFOs being underground, which is
it changes the UFO. Yeah,
it sure
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
Underground, I mean, fucking right. object.
That's right. We're much more gruff here.
Yeah.
So do they fly underground or are they stuck? Yeah,
are they? What it is there are underground bases all over Canada, but mainly in like between Hamilton and Toronto, and mostly in downtown Toronto. Because you know Canada gets so cold that most of the big cities have like underground walkway complexes connecting all of the big buildings.
Yeah.
So like. Downtown Toronto, it's like one of these things where it's like Jack Pines, where it looks like 100 skyscrapers, but all of them have the same basement that you can like, and all the basements have like Claire's and vape shops and stuff in them. It's like it's basically all of Toronto is the bad mall. It's like a city sized bad mall.
That's sick, dude.
It's so
that
cool.
Sounds very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And there are UFOs down there.
Well, according to phantomsandmonsters.com.
So I went to phantomsandmonsters.com here, and I'm looking at their sidebar, and they have a little thing that link on the sidebar that links to a website called dogmancams.com.
All right. Yes.
What's click on it. That website?
I guess it's like live. It's live cams if you want to try to see a dog man.
Well, you got to go in private to see the dog man.
If you click see cams on it, it says this content is for monthly subscription, semi-annual, and annual subscription members only.
Do you think the camera's like outside watching like an area where they've seen the dog man, or is it like the puppy bowl and they have them in like
have
a crib?
Dog man.
I'm curious to know whether it's dog man. The Dogman POV or
yeah, true. Maybe they put a GoPro on the Dogman.
I tipped the Dogman 100 bits. He didn't even fucking. He didn't even shout me out. It's fucked up.
He didn't even roll over.
Oh, they do have a video of the Dogman here. Florida Dogman video.
Florida Dogman.
Less than 1 second long.
Gosh, shit. Well, conclusive look, you gotta slow evidence. It right down. You gotta slow way down, then you can see the details.
It's because he's so fast. Yeah. That's one of his powers.
Yeah. They have a podcast too,
Dogman Podcast.
On Dogman cams.
Yeah. What are we even doing
here?
Why are you
on this one? You guys should be on the Dogman podcast.
They'd do anything.
This website, everything on this website is locked behind subscription. You literally can't see anything.
Damn.
Yeah. It sucks that like everyone on the left is actually just fans of the Dogman podcast.
Wait, they have a
fucking Dogman podcast to Fash Pipeline. Yeah. Alexander Reed Ross right now is being given a giant novelty check from the CIA to investigate the Dogman podcast.
Dogman Cam's podcast, episode 14. I raised a dog man.
That's right. So good. help, I raised a dog man. Yo, that's what happens if you don't give your kids like baby Einstein in the womb, is you might end up accidentally raising a dog man.
Yeah. It's more nurture than nature, though. You can just accidentally raise one.
That's true.
It doesn't matter how it comes out.
So basically, this website has a whole like Canada vertical, and asks, what were the ghost airplanes seen over Parliament Building in 1915, or the flying saucers seen by military officers over Goose Bay Air Force Base, Newfoundland, in the 40s and 50s? Was a prospector burned by a UFO in Manitoba in 1967? Did a UFO crash off the coast of Nova Scotia? Was Quebec invaded by aliens in 1973? It was. Yeah, English speakers, in fact, were the aliens that invaded Quebec, in my opinion.
Maudit anglais.
So he sort of, before he gets into it, he like gives a little intro for a book. Says, the most authoritative book on the subject, Underground Alien Bases, Flying Saucers Come From Inside the Earth! !! Released in 2012 and written by the somewhat strange Commander X. Is also...
Somewhat strange.
Listen, I want you guys to meet my friend. He's a little weird, so...
Yeah. This somewhat strange Commander X has also perpetuated the legend of the alien base under Lake Ontario.
Look, UFOs are natural. They come from the Earth.
Yeah, that's right. it features within its pages several accounts of sightings on and around the lake and the assertion that an alien fortress of one kind or another, so it could be one of a couple of types, lies under the water. However, none of the accounts are verified by a secondary source, so it's all left open to debate.
I believe Commander X.
Dude, Commander X wrote some bangers, dude. I'm on his Google Books page. Listen to this. He wrote Time Travel, A How-To Insider's Guide.
Oh, hell yes.
He wrote Invisibility and Levitation, How-To Keys to Personal Performance.
Is it a business book?
It says he's a fugitive homeless hacker.
Uh-huh. Is that true? That's so cool, dude.
I think there might be... Is there two Commander X's? This seems to be
two Commander X's.
I'm on the Wikipedia page for UFO. Professor X. I'm reading the wrong one.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The one with the mutants is a different guy.
It says he has... It says he can control shit with his mind, dude. This guy's
a bald guy in a wheelchair.
Both Commander X's do say that.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah. That is a good point.
Hang on, I just got to quickly get some of this Pinot Noir into this glass. It's not a glass. It's a plastic cup. I'm not proud of that.
Yeah. A real sideways moment here. Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
teleportation, the how-to guy.
Yeah. I like how much his books sound like self-help.
Right.
like tips to the insiders on how to make yourself a better invisible guy. are you as invisible as you could be?
Yeah, before Commander X, I was only 50% invisible.
I was new evil you today.
What I think is really funny though is when I was checking out underground alien bases, flying saucers come from inside the Earth. For some reason, and again, this is going to be for I guess any UK heads out there. Both Waterstones and Blackwells, which are like extremely legitimate mainstream bookshops, and in the case of Blackwells, like one of the main academic bookstores in the country, were both selling it.
Yes, dude.
Like Blackwells is full. Like every big British university has a Blackwells nearby where you can go buy like textbooks for like £1,200 or whatever, and they also sell Commander X's books.
How are you going to finish your PhD in ufology if you don't buy Planet X and the Coming of the Guardians, a giant planet is racing towards Earth? Are UFOs preparing to help?
Oh, they're helping.
I hate when they give away everything in the title.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's maybe that's like one of a series where it's like, yeah, the UFOs, like they help, but it turns out like the rogue planet is actually like a good for us against a bigger foe, like a rogue star.
Yeah, I'm seeing kind of an incoherent ideology here coming from Commander X. He's telling us the aliens are bad. He's telling us they're helping us.
What made me most angry was when I saw someone say that he's basically just like an incoherent bircher with some like new age UFO shit. And I was like, you clearly are judging Commander X that having read his book.
Exactly. Yeah. Give him a shot at least, dude.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called The Commander X Files.
Did he?
It's about his life.
It's about his computer.
Oh, that's. I think that's clever. I think Commander X is showing that he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
What he says is, look, entrances at Lake Ontario to possible underwater UFO bases or cities, actually, could be whole alien cities underneath Toronto, and that there are Toronto tunnels leading to a subterranean city connected to Newfoundland via a condemned iron mine.
As mayor of Penticton, I will make a pact with the underground alien cities underneath Lake Ontario. We will establish trade routes, we will share technology, and they will help administrate the labor camps.
Yeah. We're gonna give them some of our classic BC wine. We're gonna give them some of our
give them anything, dude. They just have fucking dirt down there. They're going to be pretty open. We'll give you 10,000 fucking pounds
dude,
of corn a year.
Them,
and they're like, okay, we'll give you some more dirt.
I'm going to teach them about a dirt and worm Sunday, dude. It's going to blow their minds.
Yo, I'm going to give those aliens... I'm gonna post a viral tweet, and then I'm gonna use that to buy one of those sunset lamps. I'm gonna give that to the alien along with the wall suction vibrator.
Yeah. You just immediately kill all of them.
Yeah, galaxy lights. You can make them feel at home.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're from. That's where they're from.
Right.
This is completely off topic, but I have always wondered, like, how that selection of three products—the sunset light, the galaxy light, and the suction vibrator—became the things that were under every viral tweet. I don't understand how it was those three.
Oh, they just contact you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that they must have like a magic eight ball made by like the stupidest woman of all time. We have like her things that she wants, and they just roll it anytime they see a post with 10K likes.
Like, yeah. You want to get it like $200? We could really buffalo someone into buying like the most annoying light for their room.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what apparently is that. Orange-colored spheres have been seen coming out of and diving into Lake Ontario. And the area of the highest activity is between... The aliens are actually...
crazy.
It's actually... Yeah, damn, these white boy aliens got hoops. Gray boys can jump. the area of highest activity is, of course, between Oakville and Toronto.
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, in like the Canadian National Exhibition or so, that approximately there. So there's a small opening to the underground tunnels just off Parliament Street in downtown Toronto between two apartment buildings. And that leads to the tunnels via the sewers. So the underground city beneath Toronto has its center beneath Gerrard Street and Church, in case you were looking for it, Gerrard Street and Church Street. And above this area, strange magnetic effects have been observed. This corner of Gerrard and Church, therefore, has a higher car accident rate than anywhere else in Toronto.
Leading
that's cool.
Kind of just random mischief that the UFO people are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really fucking with your drivetrain around Gerrard and Church. what do we say? It's believed that underground equipment utilizing powerful magnetic fields have caused the many strange magnetic effects in houses near the intersection and are responsible for the equipment failures that are often the cause of these accidents. As well, the Indians near Toronto have legends of these tunnels. So it's pretty cut and dry to me, I think.
Yeah.
It's case closed. Dan's campaign to be mayor of Penticton is going to like hinge primarily on his relationship with the aliens in Toronto.
We need to establish diplomacy, and that's why I'd like to announce I'm sending Ogopogo to the alien underground city to liaison with their diplomatic corps by giving them unsatisfying head.
Right. And to get Ogopogo in there, we're going to need to flood all the tunnels.
Yeah,
that's right. So I'm afraid everyone who works at the Claire's and the vape shops in these tunnels underneath Toronto are going to be drowned.
No, we're going to relocate them. They're going to be building their RBMK reactors back in Penticton. I got this all figured out.
Oh, my God. God, this is... Why are we even putting this as a bonus episode? This needs to be on the free feed so people know.
As many people as possible need to hear this.
Yeah, absolutely. This is important. You know, this is a basic... Oh, sorry, I should have mentioned, this was actually an emergency podcast. As soon as we found out about this, we had to do it.
I'm still just scrolling around phantomsandmonsters.com. This is a really good website. I'm on their links and sponsors page, and they have both the ASPCA and the Humane Society of the United States on here.
Damn.
And they're sponsors. Maybe they just want to link them, but it's
just love their work.
They all have just best a recommendation. Friends, Animal Society, Bigfoot Evidence. It's all next to it. Barf Stew.
Oh, and nice. Yo, what's up? That's so nasty.
Okay, so I click on Barf Stew. This is the most insane. Okay, go to barfstew.blogspot.com.
Okay.
This is
go to barfstew.blogspot.com and buy a suction vibrator. Yeah.
Click on every single link that you see on this website.
Barf Stew, the barf of it all. Damn.
Just keep scrolling. This is designed to hurt your eyes.
The Barf Stew about Bitcoin. Yeah, it's the Family Guy font.
I can. It is.
Yeah,
I can.
This is Fiekelman's website.
Yeah.
I can watch this breaking my computer in real time. This is impossible to read.
To the bottom of the page, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page on Barf Stew, it says, "And check out the unique vibrating condom."
Does this describe your interest in Bitcoin? You arrive at this blog searching non-Bitcoin terms, but interestingly, you do have an interest in finding more about Bitcoin. I think he's trying to do like Scott Adams-style hypnosis by text.
Oh, I can't look at the. This is like the Necronomicon of Blogspot.
Yeah, what a choice they made. This fucking. Jesus Christ. This background's hurting my eye. It looks like the Animal Collective album cover.
What is going on with this website? They have this blog post that says Wuhan virus predicted 40 year ago in book. And then under it there's a gif of a girl throwing a snake that says girl throws snake.
I mean, you know, Barf Stew is not going to mislead you about what the content is. It's basically a content warning.
Cyberpunk witches love Bitcoin.
Is virtual reality digital LSD?
Lurid Burger King mascot.
Yeah, it has like four like what they call lurid pictures, and they're just like women in bikinis. One is just a dog laying on a woman's lap.
Yo, that's so good.
There's a really good tag section.
I'm in the tags section right now.
Yeah, it's like most of the website here. I would like to write for Barf Stew
so bad.
Most downloaded sexy pictures on Barf Stew. Sexy 1920s flapper girl showing pubes. And then under that, homemade beer with a question mark.
Yo, if only people did this instead of like Maddox or being pickup artists, we would have been such in a better position. I love the tags. I really enjoy like the BS. I think is quite fun. BS humor, time travel pictures, sexy YouTube, and then like as you get into it more,
who the fuck is Shorpy?
I don't know, don't click on that.
Don't click it.
Sexy beach picture, sexy bikini video, sexy sweetheart,
exopolitics,
sleazy teacher,
Jerusalem UFO, Argentina DNA,
Argentina goblins.
Okay. All right. Argentina goblins. Let's click on.
I just found that one.
I just found a blog post from March 21st, 2012, called "Alien UFO Bikini Girl."
Wait, the goblin, the Argentina goblin post is goblin in Argentina makes children flee.
It's a very rude way to talk about my uncle from Germany, okay?
Exactly, exactly. The Argentina goblins are just like the throwaway Hitler clones. They're just like, this one's all fucked up and too small. Yeah. We didn't leave it in
the
for
Hitler
long enough.
Fetuses that ran away.
Meanwhile, in other news, Michigan cheerleader accused of handing out pot-laced brownies in effort to get homecoming queen vote. 3 of the 12 brownies were recovered. Finally, how about a deep read into pornography? And then it's like www.outtospace.com/grownupgirls or naughty women.
Okay.
Yo, yeah, I love
this
the
is not a good website. This is evil.
It is.
It's very funny how he like became. It's now just entirely about like trying to hypnotize the reader into getting into Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's like Bitcoin, UFOs, and not porn. Just like pictures of women. Like the one with the pubes. Listen, I downloaded it. I clicked the link.
Yeah.
Nope, not a pube in sight, dude.
It's because in flapper times, you know, they cut him off, like they
yeah, but
it, yeah.
If she's showing, I mean, it's just false advertising. Yeah, it pisses me off.
We are going to be suing Barf2.com.
Yeah, you better give me some pubes or $10,000, whichever comes first.
That's right. This is why. And also discussing phantoms and monsters. Lon Strickler from McSherrytown, Pennsylvania, the guy, the webmaster of phantoms and monsters, does have a LinkedIn.
Oh, nice.
He has shared it. It's about Lon Strickler is a Freudian researcher, author, and publisher of the syndicated Phantoms and Monsters blog. He began the blog in 2005, which has steadily grown in popularity and is read daily by tens of thousands of paranormal enthusiasts, investigators, and those seeking the truth. This is so coherent. This is... after Barf Stew, this just seems like really good writing to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. They also do have a hotline that you can call.
With Barf Stew
really?
Phantoms and Monsters.
Phantoms and Monsters. Unexplained cryptid, Bigfoot, upright canine / humanoid encounter or sighting? Call 410-241-5974.
I did see the dog man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, I actually see the dog man like every day.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I'm being
to
told
up.
It's a mirror. Oh, no.
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 On Lon Strickler's about page, he has Phantoms and Monsters, Freudian Research, and its associates has been or currently involved and or assisting in the following investigations. And the first one is David Eckhart family alien abduction ordeal. Imagine if you like family got abducted by aliens and they call it an ordeal. Like,
yeah, that like, fucking thing that happened.
Don't even talk to me about my alien abduction.
So annoying.
It's such damn. It's like the worst day ever when you get abducted by aliens. Am I right?
I hate it.
It's so annoying.
Ruins my. I had plans that day. I was gonna go buy an iron. Ironing board, and then this fucking UFO came in, started probing me.
UFO, fucking tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so On Phantoms and Monsters, the Canadian humanoid encounter wave of 1968. They say, here's a list of Canadian humanoid encounters from 68. Location, Wooler, Ontario, Canada, July 2nd, 68. Several witnesses see a bright object land on some nearby brush. Later, several shadowy beings enter nearby homes and take several items.
They were hippies. Yeah, it was just hippies.
That's right. There were hippies. There were dark hippies operating under the cover of darkness. Next, the activity starts in Quebec in earnest. St. Alexis de Montcalm, Quebec, Canada, July 2nd, 68, 9:14. A woman saw a green object shaped like a hat or mushroom, which passed at the height of the window. She believed she saw it. She believed she saw in it up to 20 small green men with rather pointy noses, resembling sculptures at the African Pavilion in the Montreal Expo.
So even in like a UFO report, like the Quebecois cannot help but be racist.
That's right. Yeah, I saw one of those UFOs drive through here. It was one of those lowrider UFOs.
Look, a UFO moved in next door. There goes the neighborhood.
I saw 20 gray aliens sagging their pants. Yeah, we need to call the police. I saw a gray alien.
Yeah, there's an alien block party. They're being very loud. I'd like to file a noise complaint.
I'd like to report a very rude alien.
Tell us what the suspect looks like. He's gray.
he's gray American. Number 14. St. Thomas, Quebec, Canada, July 2nd, again. Constable M. Michaud and another police officer were reported to have seen two naked little men run through a drainage ditch. Reports had the quote-unquote little men disappearing as they were about to be apprehended. Some reports had them as only 2 feet high, with shoulders the size of adults and disproportionately large heads. Just playing us the size of adults. Playing on GoldenEye Big Head mode. Police reported also as saying that the aliens were playing as Odd Job, which was cheap. Yeah.
The appearance of the golden gun in the ditch.
The appearance of a large meteor at the time merely complicated matters.
The fact that you see two naked guys in a drainage ditch and they start to run away from you and your brain just can't conceive that maybe they were like fucking or something. Right. You're like, yep, it had to be aliens.
Aliens.
I would have thought they were filming Jackass 4. I was just watching two little guys fuck in a ditch.
This is Steve-O, and I've read the secrets of how to master time travel by Commander X. We're going to go fuck in the 60s. 15, St. Bruno, Quebec, Canada, July 22nd, 68. Six young girls, ages 7 to 13, reportedly saw a figure they described as the Virgin Mary. The apparition appeared before them, hovering in the air. And two heard a voice that were described as soft and slow. It advised them to pray and promised to return October 7th. This doesn't seem like an alien.
Seems like God.
That's like a God thing, not an alien thing.
Yeah. Keep that out of Phantoms and Monsters.
Seems like Jesus' mom.
Yeah. Are you saying that the Virgin Mary's a monster? I don't particularly care for Phantoms and Monsters at this point.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're on notice, Phantoms and Monsters.
This is what the FLQ took from Quebec, you know, just hallucinating the Virgin Mary in the middle of in the middle of the woods, you know. Mm-hmm.
Saint-Basile, Quebec, Canada. A boy reported seeing a man-like figure that was apparently airborne and seemed to be just waiting in the sky. Without any visible means of propulsion.
What are you doing up there?
I'm just waiting.
It was just a UFO bus he's waiting for. Yeah. He's got to get home.
I'm waiting on the 9:15.
He's got to get back to Toronto, man. Back to the underground city.
Back to base. No, he's loitering.
That's the real crime here.
What's it to you? Yeah. you don't own this sky.
He's gonna give the alien an asbo. Location, Rivière du Loup, a place I've actually been because my extended family once decided to take a van holiday up the north shore of the St. Lawrence River to Newfoundland for some reason. So I've been to Rivière du Loup, which is like a town of like 10 people in backwoods Quebec. And they don't like this is the most remote place I've ever been in my entire life. Well, this is July 26, 68. Two young boys riding their bicycles near the airport stopped by a hangar and sighted a pre-9/11. You could just ride your bike into right. the airport. And sighted a short, 3-foot-tall, gray-skinned humanoid. The humanoid ran away, joined by a second similar being. Both moved very stiffly. Just a couple of aliens that need to stretch. Let's see. Here's another. I love all of these. This one, this next one's a long one. I apologize in advance. This is St. Stanislas de Kostka, which is also in Quebec. Five young people, including Paul Suave, 20... So
that's the best name I've ever heard.
And his sister
might be better than Commander X. Yeah.
Well, how do you know Paul Suave isn't Commander X?
Yeah, this could have radicalized him.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to, yeah. Like Cassius Clay. He used to be Paul Suave.
And his sisters, Nicole and Joanne, and Robert Leger and his brother Dennis. Saw two circular objects with brilliant red halos, one of which was seen to land about 1,000 feet away. They went out with a flashlight to investigate and encountered a being 50 feet away that terrified them so that they ran back to the house. It was only 4 feet tall and had a big head embedded in the shoulders without a neck, and large round eyes, a flat nose, and having black or brown skin that was wrinkled, scabby with bumps. When caught in the flashlight beam, it lifted a hand, which is very large, black, and rough, like the skin of a toad. Then it backed off toward the barn. After they were back in the house, it came up to the window and knocked on the pane and mooed like a cow. Later, so this was the alien version of like an early 2000s like random kid,
right?
Yeah. I'm just googling ergot poisoning Quebec 1960s.
It is amazing how much detail these people go into. I feel like every like American UFO sighting is just like a guy in Arizona is like, yeah, I seen a fucker outside. Seen some fucker in my backyard.
Yeah, these guys are like being like doing like a little anatomical drawing.
Yeah, it's kind of beautiful.
It's like, yeah, I saw what could only resolve to being a big toad man that knocked on my window and mooed. Yeah. Later they saw the object take off vertically.
Just jumped.
Yeah, later they saw the object take off vertically and dunk.
Yeah. I thought it lived underground, though. Slammed.
It doesn't say which way it went vertically.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
That's a really good point. I think that the underground UFO
into the ground. Yeah, it just tunneled through like Minecraft.
I think the underground UFO thing seems more recent. Because it's like it's kind of this whole thing like Hollow Earth theory is pretty popular in Canada, where people are just like, yeah, it's basically tunnels. Yeah. And the
pretty
tunnels
popular with me too.
That's right. It's well, this is the number one Hollow Earth theory podcast.
As mayor of Penticton, I will be forming an alliance with the Morlocks.
If there really was a Hollow Earth, we should all just get together and pour cement down there. So all the
yes,
creepy-
sir.
Creatures
you should do like you know
out.
Those videos where the guy makes statues by pouring hot metal into an anthill.
Exactly.
We just do that
for Morlocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reversing really my position. We are sealing the Morlocks inside of the Hollow Earth, so they stop mooing at our windows.
Yes. So let's see. Okay, there's one more in Quebec. This is near Upton, Quebec. So. A man, his wife, and two children, which sort of opens like a joke. A man, his wife, and two children were awakened by the barking of their dog. When he arose to investigate, he saw a sparkling rotating cloud in his yard. It flew just over him and went to a nearby field. The cows in the field were being chased by 4 or 5 small entities, perhaps 3 feet tall, with heads shaped like bottles. The UFO flew above them, they disappeared, but the cattle seemed ill at ease for weeks afterward.
If you want to see a picture of this man, look up, go to bottleguy.com. It's yeah, on that.
It's the official Bottleman website. It's bottleguy.com.
I think I got this figured out. I'm forming a theory. All right. These sightings, especially the cow stuff, These are, in fact, Argentinian goblins who we all know are failed clones of Adolf Hitler. And we also know that Adolf Hitler was, you know, just kept alive and kept alert through injections of various different bovine hormones. So these...
That's right. Oh, my
right?
God.
Right? It's all there.
We're so blowing this the, whole thing wide open. And the bottle-shaped heads, they sucked too hard on a Coke bottle, and their whole head got sucked in.
It's their helmet. It's their spaceman helmet. Right.
Case closed.
Look, just because you have a round head, don't be culture bound, right? Mm. Some other entities might have a Coke bottle shaped head. this is the most detailed one though. This is in Vancouver.
Oh,
so
that's close to where I grew up.
Mm-hmm. This was in August 68, late afternoon. The main witness, who has been involved in other encounters, and some friends were playing with BB guns on the grounds of the Shaughnessy Golf Course. So you know they're cool. You can trust them.
Yeah.
When they saw a small metallic flying saucer on the ground, the main witness went up to it to show off to his friends and played, and this is the next word is in quotes, bongo drums on it.
That guy is cool as fuck, dude. Yo. He's on the links shooting a gun, sees an alien, just decides to play his head.
Like a bongo?
What the hell?
He played the UFO like a damn bongo.
This man has no fear. This man's a warrior.
That'd be maybe so sick if that was like the official first contact.
Yeah. The first like actual verified alien sighting. Yeah. The guy just starts
the planet is turned into a smoking fucking cinder because Chris was like, oh cool man.
Yeah, I can do the grinding beat on this alien's head right now with a pencil.
Yo, who likes drum and bass? The main witness went up to it to show off to his friends and actually played bongos on it. The object was as big as a Volkswagen Beetle, but rounder. He then walked to one side to get a better view and saw a small, quote, non-human man next to it. The figure was very pale, almost blue in color, and was wearing a white suit with a blue sash around his waist and looked like, quote, the man from the Glad television commercials.
Wow.
This alien's making my house smell great.
When was this sighting, Riley?
1968.
Okay.
I mean, look, this is just what's transcribed in Phantoms and Monsters, right? I don't want to like open myself up to litigation on the basis of what Phantoms and Monsters has said, right? this is purely me reporting the facts of what they've reported.
Yes.
The witness said, "My name is Kim," and put his right hand on his heart. The creature responded by holding his palms upward and made a sound, but he didn't have a tongue. At one point, he put out his right arm and nodded for the witness to do his same thing with his left. And he was allowed to compare his hand with the aliens. And except for the pallor, they were very similar.
The small gray alien raised his right hand to chest level and then raised it slightly higher.
Confirming your theory with every story, dude.
Absolutely.
You said the hands were the same except for what?
The pallor. They were more pale.
Oh, at first I thought you said the power. And I was like,
yeah,
what
me
the
too.
Fuck?
Yeah. He just had an energy ball
that,
in his hand.
What does that mean?
Damn, I met a Goku the other day and played bongos on him. Yo, welcome to Canada. Ba-da-ba-da-ba. At this point, he heard a voice in his head that spoke the words, would you like to pray with me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the alien who wants to bring us the miracle of Christ. Maybe it took the voice from beyond the world to make me see beyond the world, you know.
Imagine if aliens came down and they were like, "Hey, we'd like to tell you about a guy named Jesus Christ." And we're like, "Yeah, we know about him." And they're like, "Oh shit, okay." And they leave.
All right. Never we like just got him back home, so we just wanted
sorry
to ask.
About that.
Yeah, we are super pumped. All the aliens are all Mormons.
Yeah, we just came from the celestial kingdom. We just wanted to let you know.
I should bring this up.
Yeah, can you guys stop sending 8-year-old boys to the celestial kingdom?
It's getting really crowded on Colab.
I forgot to mention this when we were talking about the Loch Ness Monster. I was raised to believe that the Loch Ness Monster was still alive and was real because he was a dinosaur that stayed alive in the lake because it's dinosaurs true. Were around 2,000 years ago. I grew up just completely believing he was real.
I mean, it's real. What's the difference between raised to believe and tricked by your parents?
Nothing.
Case.
There's no difference. I guess they tricked themselves first is the yeah. point.
Oh, so they also believed it.
Yes.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, because right. they were like big Christians. So they were like, yeah, so basically dinosaurs still around. They thought Bigfoot was just like a really old monkey, or maybe even Cain from Cain and Abel.
Oh, I have a shit, good I got cryptid so much history. Sediment. Oh, I drank so much sediment. Oh, I didn't know there'd be sediment.
What if Cain was 13 feet tall, had a beard, and ate roots and berries, and was very camera shy?
And also maybe Hitler.
That would make a lot of sense, to be fair.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He was a tad embarrassed, and to get a laugh from his friends, who were literally, quote, stunned, he made a gesture towards the BB gun in his right pocket. The alien seemed to sense this, and the witness had to apologize for this and explained it was only a BB gun and wasn't real, and the alien understood.
Yeah, they got BB guns on my fucking planet, I know.
Yeah, I know. We got Mormonism and BB guns and Hitler and stuff. We're cool. Can I have a go on that?
That is how I would get a laugh from my friends, though, is to pretend to kill the alien that we just met.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what's going on, right? You can just do whatever. You give him the finger, dude. You don't get mad.
This means hello.
I was doing a jack-off.
Tell all your friends.
Like, yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah. I'm finally gonna get that blowjob finished that monster started.
Alien, dude, you totally smell like Updog right now.
This alien's the freaking main character, in my opinion.
Aliens probably know what Updog is. You say, tell them they smell like Updog, and they go, oh shit, and they
right. they go, yeah. Oh, I'm yeah, so sorry. Nice try.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god, I spilled it on the crash. It got everywhere.
and then the witness said a few more things and then waved at the alien, and the alien waved back. He rejoined his friends and they left the area.
How do you not? I mean, I would never just leave the alien by himself, dude. I'm following him.
Yeah, I want to. I want to see where he's going back to.
I'm a
What's
disciple
he doing
now.
Here? Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna try to worship stuff about him. Maybe play his craft like a bongo again. If it's a good bongo. They do provide a link for more information. Unfortunately, the website for more information is down.
Oh, damn.
Many of the reports quoted here were investigated by local, well-balanced and intelligent men.
X's nephews.
Commander X's extremely well-balanced and intelligent nephews. No inner ear problems here. Such as Mark Leduc, Donald Sear, Henri Bordelot, Jean Ferguson, etc. You be the judge. I contend that the above cases were part of a much larger and primarily ignored humanoid wave of 1968. Everyone's ignoring the humanoid wave of 1968.
I think...
Not us.
I don't know.
That's the real pandemic, is people ignoring the humanoid wave of 68.
Is it possible that maybe, you know, like, boomers were just smoking, like, seeds and stems for the first time and just losing their fucking shit? You know, that would
definitely
that would explain the uptick in sightings.
Also, all of these guys definitely went on to become the exact same graffiti artists who were just combining two things,
right?
Because that's exactly what all these are. He was a cow and a duck.
Yeah. Oh man, he was like, it was an alien, and he was a Christian missionary, but I played him like a bongo.
And he looked like the guy from the Glad commercial. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I met the guy from the Glad commercial and I played his head like a bongo.
Well, this is the extraterrestrial wisdom that these beings, these celestial beings, bestowed upon us, the ability to combine Morty and Charlie Brown, you know?
Yeah.
This is how our species advances.
Should we make Morty and Charlie Brown the episode art? I think, like, even though that's like the least Because all of the other ones are stupid for, like, very... Like, you can tell what they're trying to do. Like, make a statement about something going viral or criticize the government or even, like, say the name of their, like, group of graffiti idiots. But the Morty Charlie Brown one, I think, is the most subtly stupid because it's yeah. just that. It's not making... It's not doing anything else.
Yeah, it's just, like, giving Hot Topic a t-shirt design for right. no royalty.
Yeah, that's right. Just like it's getting it out there. It's getting yeah. a new idea out there for free. Art should be free.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right. Art should
That's
be
the message. That's Art, the message behind Morty Charlie Brown.
That's right. Art mm-hmm. should be free, or it should be some kind of digital non-fungible product that every minute it exists, it burns an acre of rainforest.
That's right. I mean,
and Charlie Brown should swear.
Yeah. They should do like a gritty, like a hardcore version of Charlie Brown, where they show dick.
Yeah, they pull the football away. He says fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what America and Canada need right now. To like, because if we don't get something like that, I don't think we'll ever come to terms with the humanoid wave of 1968. but with all that in mind, I look at the clock. And it looks like we have. Shit! I accidentally opened Spotify. Fuck! It looks
Play
like
something.
Let's just listen
yeah.
to something.
Yeah, let's just chill. You
know, should we just like chill and listen to like I don't know 07 or something?
Can yeah, you put on Rap Caviar? Let's fucking party.
You let's put have on, like a little. Can you put on Zencaster party?
Just put on some Wolf Parade, Riley. Just yeah. maybe like 100,000 times, maybe 200,000 times.
Yo, what if we like? Why don't you just like do a, like tell us like what song to loop, and then we'll just loop it in this podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We can finally get actually paid by Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify.
Yeah. What if a Swedish man was also Italian?
Yeah, that's right. What if that? But we could just like have like a little like a Spotify listening party where we all just like tell one another like, oh no, you got to listen to this. And then it turns out that it's you guys just playing the songs by bands with names that have guys like Smelly and Ignorant Dave or whatever. And me being like, no, you have to hear this new like Johannes Huntemann song.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
You're playing the audio recording of the guy doing bongos on the UFO. You're like, this is like my favorite shit right here.
This song, Ben Klock sampled the guy playing bongos on a UFO, and like it gets Berghain going. but in all seriousness, I think that about does it for our review of the Canadian paranormal. And I'd like to hope that you listening are more educated and more aware of just what kinds of critters and creatures and phantoms and monsters are out there, not just in space, but specifically in Canada, of which there are plenty, apparently. And I want to say also to Caleb, Cameron, and Patrick, thank you very much for coming on today and hanging out with us and talking about this.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Yeah,
thank you for
enlightening us.
I'm so smart now.
I'd like to say it's been important. I think
definitely
absolutely I think we've elevated some consciousness here today.
Absolutely. 100%.
I feel ready to join the smokers crew now and do some socially conscious graffiti in stupid Brick Lane.
Let's get out there and spread the word, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're here to spread the good word of Jesus Christ, like our gray brothers. But also to thank you guys very much for coming on, to recommend, if you're listening to this, to listen to Podcast About List immediately. Well, thank you very much for listening to this free episode of The Bottlement, and don't forget we have a Patreon. $7 Canadian gets you a second bonus episode per week, so do be sure to check that out.